that one even feel like a win tonight, Dean, given the late goal?
Always, it does, yeah. Feels like a win. Players are fighting. And hopefully that gives them a bit of belief, because they felt, at least we never won, but it feels like you won.
You hoping that could be a sort of turning point or a pivotal moment in your season now?
Yeah, they're a good team. I knew that. They scored loads of goals away from home. They've scored lots of goals all season, but they've scored before us, and that was always going to be a problem for us, because they're really good on the break, as you've seen. And I thought we contained them really for most of the first half. Their goalkeeper, it was St David's Day today, so I thought I might get a bit of luck today, but I didn't realise that their goalkeeper Bond, he's Welsh as well, so he had a good day, didn't he? He's made two great saves in the first half from Kevin Doyle and Bjorn, and really, you know, deep down you hope that, you know, the goalkeeper's injured, they put the other one in and he has a nightmare. That's what you hope sometimes, but he's had a blinder. And the players kept going half time. They were a bit, obviously, another punch on the chin for them, and they've come out second half, stayed in the game. I knew they'd get a few chances on the break when we started trying to creep back into the game, and when Jack missed the open goal, I thought, will we get another chance? But we did, and at least they're fighting, the players, and it, you know, it feels like we've won.
You must be pleased with your side's performance, kind of tactically and defensively, in the first half, because, like you say, you nullified Watford's threat on the whole, and it was only a set piece, wasn't it, that broke the deadlock?
Yeah, well, it's an awkward one, because they're a really good team and they've got a really good system, which was the one we played last week. And you can see the difference in confidence of their players when they're slipping the ball through the middle of the pitch to each other. And sometimes we're struggling to string them passes together, because it's not an easy place to play when you're struggling. And, you know, I played for Galatasaray and I played for Benfica and Liverpool, and if you're struggling at any of them clubs, it's the same sort of feeling you got out on the pitch. Nervous, people trying to make a mistake. But I thought the supporters were great all the way through the game, and I thought we deserved to win. They missed two or three easy chances when we were breaking away, but I thought we'd done enough in the whole game at least to get a draw.
Do you feel like this might be a watershed moment, Dean? You've had the chairman in the week come out, and he seems to have punctured a lot of the angst around the place. The punters were, like you said, were pretty good tonight. And I'm not saying you got out of jail, because I don't think that was the case, but you know, you've earned a point because the players have kept going, and that lift could be the spark.
It's funny, because it's funny how it goes, because I was at Doncaster all season, and the number of goals we scored in injury time is just ridiculous. If you have a look, number of late goals you get when you're at the top, that normally happens when you're at the top.
Yeah.
Because the players have got the belief that they can beat anyone and they can score at any time, and normally, if you're top of the league, you've got players in the team that all of them can score, and we haven't got enough. And when you get players in the team that can score from all different angles, the centre-backs, the midfield players, you do get a bit of luck, because then players are forcing the ball towards the opposition's goal. So I need to do that when I'm recruiting players for the future. I need to make sure that we've got some more players who can score goals. Yeah. And they're not easy to get, obviously. But I'm pleased with the fight and the determination of the players. And I thought the three subs when they come on, I thought Dave Davis has come on. He must have won about 15 tackles when he came on, and he gave us a bit of energy. Sylvain looked dangerous every time the ball came near him round the box. Jake Casty's worked. And I thought the three of them come on and made a difference to us. And I'm pleased for the players, because people think they don't care. People think that they don't try sometimes, but they all are trying, believe me, and they're all having a go, and I've just got to keep them going.
Sacco believes he's got a goal in him, doesn't he? He keeps coming up with it.
Yeah, I thought if he'd have, you know, I'm trying to teach him, there was a number of crosses went in right across the face there, that if he was in the right position, he would have got a few more goals. But he was probably waiting outside the box a bit too long, not giving himself, sometimes he gets to the near post too early. Mm. And then he's stuck, he can only make one run. But he's not holding his run long enough, but you know, if he had all that, he wouldn't be playing for us.
He
scores, doesn't he? He gets goals. His deliveries are good from set plays. And he can score at any time. He can go past people as if they're not there. Obviously, you've got to fit him into the team. When you're playing tactically like we were tonight against a team that slips the ball through the middle of you and you've got two wide players on the pitch, I thought we might have more problems than we did.
But Stephen Hunt tucks in for you, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah,
how was he? Because you said it was a risk with all his breathing and everything, but he snapped her heels, didn't he?
Well, he rubs off on everybody. I didn't expect him to be like Pelle. He hasn't played for ages, but his enthusiasm rubs off. He's great in the dressing room, and he works hard, and his heart's in the right place. If I put him on the pitch, I knew he was going to give 100%. You can't say that about everybody. Sometimes you don't know.
There's no doubt that could prove to be a big point. I don't know if you've thought about how many points you'll need to stay up, but that could be a crucial one.
As long as we win on Tuesday, you know, that's a good point if we win on Tuesday. And we've got to take that now, that feeling we've got right now, and take it into Tuesday's game and believe that we can beat Millwall. And then we play Forest, and then we've got some games against teams who are sort of around us. That won't be as good as Watford.
Do you reckon those could be the defining games in the remaining 12?
Well, I just said to him today, if we can get, you know, by this time next week, Saturday, there's 9 points up for grabs this week, and if we could have won all 3 games, we could have been in a great position by next Saturday. It's not that easy, though, is it? You know? So we've got to just keep collecting the points, and that feels like a win.
You're going to keep your lucky socks?
Well,
I tried the daffodil,
I tried everything.
I thought you were going to squirt water at us then.
What are you trying to say, McClown?